Okay, any question? What are we talking about?
The subject is unification. And we're talking about the importance of the inner honesty.
Do you remember what was the subject we started last time to minute ago? I told you. He starts something, short story, divided to sections, because it's a long, long conversation. It's the story of a guy and his expectation. The guy that doesn't receive what he thinks that he should, and he started to write letters. This is the subject. You think that you deserve better. You don't try to deserve better. Just because you think you deserve better, you want some more. That kind of greed. Now we are somewhere to see about the sickness of some people and how it could be cured. A little bit strange. Who is the guilty one today? You are the guilty one.
Is 1794?
Yes.
How the divine physicians detect diseases, religious and spiritual, in the countenance of friend or stranger, and in the tones of his speech and the color of his eyes, and even without all these, by the way of the heart. For verily they are spies on the hearts. Therefore, behave with sincerity when you sit with them. These physicians of the body have knowledge. They are more acquainted with your malady than you are, so that they perceive the state from the urine bottle, though you cannot know your ailment by that means. And from your pulse, complexion, and breath alike, they diagnose every kind of disease in you. How then should the divine physicians in the world not diagnose in you without word of mouth? From your pulse and your eyes and your complexion alike, they immediately discern 100 maladies in you. Truly, 'tis these newly taught physicians that have need of these signs. The perfect will hear your name from afar and quickly penetrate into the deepest ground of your being and existence. No, they will have seen you years before your birth, you together with all the circumstances.
What was that all about? A very simple comparison, easily made. So, first, look at the doctors, the medicine people. What do they do? They just watch your urine, a little bit of the blood, your tongue, and they know what's happening to you, and they cure you. Means what? What was we talking about? What is the subject? The subject is you presenting yourself. The last paragraph we saw last time was the guy who was saying thank you, but he didn't mean it. And the other guy understood that all this thank you is nonsense. Whatever you say is nonsense. First of all, because it could be a mistake. Secondly, you could lie. You could cheat. Thirdly, you could be crazy. This is what it is. So you don't know yourself, but you try to present yourself the best. Here, don't do that. Because here, like the doctors that will, from some signs, will understand what's your sickness. Even the people that we are talking about just looking at you, they will understand what you are thinking about even, and who you are. This is something you should never forget. When we go to peer, we go to see ourselves the way that we cannot see it ourselves. He or she will project it to us. Why? Because they know you. And let's talk about knowing you. A doctor will look at you. Then what? Is there something else? Yes, if this doctor is your family doctor and knows about you from your childhood, it's much, much better, isn't it? Your personality. These people who read your personality, they don't read this very moment that you are sitting here. They see you and your life and your pattern of running and falling down and all that, that even before you will be born. Because, do you remember the mistake that you do? You think that this is you. The animal part, yes, the monkey. But as personality, who is me? I talked about it. It's not me. It's me and my environment. This is what it is. Whatever I learn from this and I give it back to that and all that. So a major part of me is my environment. It was here when I was not here yet. It will be here when I'm gone. And when I'm gone, in the environment, there is something of me, remaining of me, right? Because even before you come, there is something waiting for you. Because a clever guy will look around and say, so these new generation, they will come and they don't learn about this and this and this and this. This is how it is. So it was an explanation, simple. If you remember this paragraph always, that remember, the way you are trying to show yourself, it's not you to begin with. And these people we are talking about, they don't buy it. Because whatever you bring out is on the face, is their skin. And we told you here, we don't care about their skin. What's in it? Yes, a nice skin, a very functional, a good one is good. But the functionality, and the functionality is not something you could see. You could be the judge because you're in it. You're busy with doing it. Someone else. And especially someone else who doesn't have any personal interest. This general interest. When he's looking at you, he's just looking at you. And it's like a mirror, no show off at all. It will help you to see yourself. Remember this. Now, let's go to a very strange story. Yes?
How Abu Yazid announced the birth of Abu Hassan. May God sanctify the spirit of them both. Years before it took place, and gave a detailed description of his outer and inner characteristics, and how the chronologers wrote it down for the purpose of observation.
Means what? We were talking about it. What was the last verse? The last verse was that even before you come, they could see you. And probably you didn't get it. You didn't take it seriously. You thought that, I'm exaggerating to say that, the other could see you. No. Let me tell you now that a guy will and say, ah, somebody will be here like this and this and this and this. Then he will die. Then they observe that, yes, someone came like that, and some fellow who came like that stood up and said, you know what? I think somebody was thinking about me so many years ago. This is something that you should understand. What part of it is difficult to understand? Oh yes, you're thinking about the magical stuff of knowing the future. What is knowing the future? Huh? What is it? It's something that you are doing every single day of your life, thinking about tomorrow, planning for it, and you know what will happen, almost. So, somebody could do it perfectly. Because future is not so bizarre. Future is full of what? Consequences. The outcome of something. This is why we are trying to make ourselves better. Because we think about the future and plan and all that, right? But when we say it like this, ah yes, it's a little bit difficult because it's extreme. But it's understandable. Yes?
Have you heard the story of Bayezid when he saw the beforehand of the state of Bu al-Hasan? One day that Sultan of Piety was passing with his disciples towards the open country and the plain. Suddenly there came to him in the district of Ray a sweet scent from the direction of Harakan.
What does that mean? Within all the different, five different connecting stuff we have, here is the smell. Because in Persian, when they want to say, you know zilch about this, you don't know anything about this, they will say, you haven't smelled this. Because smell is the furthest distance that you could understand. So here, he's coming into what? In the ground, everything is plain desert almost. Suddenly, some smell comes to him from some distance, from somewhere. Yes.
On the spot, he uttered the lamentable cry of one who is yearning and sniffed the scent from the breeze. He was inhaling the sweet scent lovingly. His soul was tasting wine from the breeze. When sweat appears on the outside of a pot that is full of icy water, it has been turned into water by the coldness of the air. The moisture has not escaped from the inside of the pot. The scent bears...
This is something that maybe you don't know. And you don't practice. In his time, okay, they have this different ways of keeping the water. When it is cold water in it, the outside will be wettish. And everybody thinks that the water is coming out from that, which is not. The water, the steam in the air, because of that coldness, starts to become water. It is not leaking out. Means there is no need for that to leak out. Just by presence, it will make some water out visible for us. The magic stuff like this. This is not a physical smell. It is the smell of love, which is in the air. So, if you smell it, yes?
The scent-bearing breeze became water for him. For him too, the water became pure wine. When the marks of
intoxication... Do you remember why he's going about water here? Do you remember? Water is the knowledge.